タク初心者ポッドキャスト。
Hi everyone, welcome to the Otaku Noobs Podcast, a podcast where we talk about Japan, anime, and spooky stuff right now.
And the weather.
Oh, and the weather. We are your hosts. I was waiting for you. I'm Laura.
I'm Nancy.
And it's Halloween.
It is.
Boom. Ooh, ha, 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 ha. Cue the music. I'll insert music. But it's Halloween. I hope everyone's having a good Halloween.
Yes. A fun Halloween.
I'm ready.
Did anyone send any like photos of people dressing up?
I've been a little busy.
No.
I haven't really been on
social media.
Mm-mm. No.
Taking a break.
Yeah. It's just overwhelming. I appreciate the love. But when it's like mine that I ignore constantly and then I sign on to the otaku one and their stuff.
It's
overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
It's hard to handle one.
And I have kids and myself.
Yeah. And a dog.
And a dog. Dogs and cats and a husband.
Yeah, no. Definitely.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's Halloween,
and I just recovered. Remember, I'm still.
You were dying, yeah. Just
I'm barely feeling.
To celebrate.
Oh, my menstruation. Cut. But yeah, just in time for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did trunk or treat. I'm a little burned out.
Yeah,
there was a lot of people, so I was just being vigilant.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like it was fun. Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. In a parking lot.
There you go.
Yeah, it was fun though. It was a lot of cool costumes.
Cool.
A lot of cosplayers.
Oh, nice.
So I have a little faith in these young kids.
All right.
You know, like, oh, you have cool parents.
Mm-hmm.
Parents letting you choose these costumes. Like, it's cool. I had a little boy in a Demon Slayer Tanjiro, and he had the earrings and everything, too.
Oh, that's cool.
He had pierced ears.
Oh, cute.
They weren't even, like, fake.
And he had little earrings.
They were pierced because I was standing right by him. Like, we're waiting for the same, you know, trunk.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're better take
I'm just staring at his ears.
Creep.
Yeah. But I was like, that's cool. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Very definitely. Committed.
That's really cool.
And cool of the parents.
Right, right.
Yeah. So.
Well, happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween, yeah. Should we just move on to anime news? Because we have a very exciting, disturbing movie. Anime news.
Know nothing of this.
I was trying to explain to Nancy what Digimon was. But we all know how that could go. Trying to explain an anime series to someone who doesn't watch anime.
But, I know of Digimon.
Yeah, that was, like, my thing in sixth grade. I want to say that was the cartoon to, like, watch for me.
Yeah.
But they're coming out with a new movie, Digimon Adventure 2, The Beginning, November 8th, here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you could watch some Japanese version of it out already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll watch it. I don't think I'm going to go to the theaters,
mm-hmm.
but I'll watch it.
Cool.
Yeah, also... Suzume is back in theaters for a short time.
I think you remember telling me about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motoko Shinkai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe, well, we'll see if we check it out.
Yeah. We have a nice TV.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those. Do you want to go sit next to an otaku?
No. I think I fell asleep the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But we haven't seen this one, and it's Motoko Shinkai.
Cool.
Maybe. Yeah. Let's just move on to this. A gross movie.
Yeah.
Alright. So today, we're going to be spoiling.
Class.
Yeah, so today, everyone, spoilers. So spoilers for the movie Audition. You've been warned. Also, a huge trigger warning.
Yes.
There is disturbing.
It's a little gruesome.
Yeah, there's gore and.
And a bell.
And a. Did you hear the ghost in the background? And. Sexual abuse.
Yeah.
So huge trigger warning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some facts. Some spooky facts. So this movie is based on the 1997 novel by Ryu Murakami.
Yeah.
And it's directed by Takashi Miike. Screenplay by Daisuke Tengen.
Daisuke.
Released on March 3rd in the year 2000 in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same production company that made The Ring.
Yes.
Or the Japanese one, Ringu.
So it has a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb rating, 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. And Quentin Tarantino, referring to it as a true masterpiece.
Gross,
it's among the films in his book, 1001 Movies You Must See Before
You Die.
Yeah. So he's a fan.
Yeah, and something else about how this movie came out when he started directing. So it's like a special place in his heart.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of feet stuff in it, too.
Yeah. There is, so I can see that connection there.
Yeah, he was totally pumped.
He's all about it.
Yeah. Hard as a rock. So let's get into this truly disturbing movie. I know we keep saying it, but it really fucking is. It's gross.
It is disturbing, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, everyone, get ready for audition.
They're auditioning?
Yeah, they're auditioning. Set up the couch. Shigeharu Aoyama is a widower whose son, Shigehiko, says that he should find a new wife. Yeah, our movie starts with his wife dying, the beginning of the movie.
Do you know it is a sad
It doesn't, no, there's no reason no, right. why. Yeah, but
you do see her transitioning. Yeah,
yes, and their poor little son walks in on it. But we have a seven-year jump, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah, and this is when his son mentions, like, you need to find a new wife, you look tired. Shigeharu's friend, I apologize. Shigeharu's friend, Yasuhisa Yoshikawa, he's a film producer, they devise a mock casting audition at which young women are auditioning for the part of Shigeharu's new wife. So they devise this plan, and Shigeharu, like, kind of, like, reluctantly agrees, but he does it anyway. He's immediately enchanted by Asami Yamazaki. He's attracted to her by, like, you know, he has, like, an emotional connection to her.
Uh-huh.
He fell in love with her when he read her resume.
So he
he has an emotional connection through
it. He does, but I like that he goes through, like, fucking piles of resumes.
Yeah, it's hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, and he's just, like, pulling them out, and he's just going through all of them. And
yeah.
His eyes landed on her...
her sob story.
Yep.
she wrote about how she used to be a ballet dancer and how she tragically got hurt and can no longer dance.
Yeah.
So she has to deal with the loss. So
right.
He's connected.
He connects. So Yasuhisa cannot reach any of the references in Asami's resume. She has, like, a bunch of, like...
Oh, yeah. My manager. I used to work at this place.
Yeah. Some this bar. And that. Some this, some that. Yeah.
This was my old manager. Things like that.
Exactly. So, Homoi can't find anything on her resume. Such as, again, like, the music producer. She said she worked for who is missing.
Mm-hmm.
However, Shigeharu is so enthralled by her that he doesn't care. He wants to, you know.
Yeah, because his friend's like, dude, I checked her background. Yeah. And nothing checks out.
He's like, it's kind of weird, but.
I don't care. She's beautiful. And she's into me.
Yeah. So he's still down and he wants to hang out with her and get to know her. She lives in an empty apartment containing a sack and a phone.
Hmm. You get these flashes of that scene.
It's not like a lunch sack.
No.
It's a little bigger.
It's like a laundry sack.
It's like a laundry sack, yeah.
And it's full
yes.
of dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry, yep. For 4 days after the audition, she sits perfectly still next to the phone, waiting for it to ring.
I don't want to say sits, like, perfectly still, yes, but she's...
she's hunched over...
She just has a very, like, jagged... She knows how to use her body. She's very jagged, and she's, like, hunched over.
Yeah.
And you just need a... I'll post a picture. It's...
yeah. Post that picture.
Yeah.
Where she's sitting, and, you know. Anyway.
It's creepy.
She's waiting for the phone ring, and when it finally does,
ring.
She answers, pretending that she never expected the phone call.
Oh my God.
So, you know, she's playing the part. After several dates, she agrees to accompany him to a seaside hotel.
And it's so awkward, dates. Nancy. Yeah, the most, like, awkward. Think about your most awkward interaction, like the silence.
Yeah, it's awkward to watch.
Also, my only note that I wrote down, 45 minutes. Still nothing. Yeah, no,
it was, you know, a good hour of this romance. So
it's a rom-com, the first half.
They head up this seaside hotel where Shigeharu intends to propose marriage at the hotel.
After 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Or so? I don't know what the time is.
But Asami takes, you know, the time to reveal some burn scars on her body, which, I mean, they weren't pretty drastic, but...
Dude, when she's laying in bed and she starts to roll up that blanket, I was telling you...
Where are those scars?
I was like, they're going to be some shriveled-ass fucking legs right now. Like, yeah. Get ready for this gross... You know, or they're going to feel... You know how they put, like, other people's legs and they're, like, hairy or just something disturbing? No.
No.
Beautiful body and the tiniest scar.
Right.
I'll take... Let's switch. I have cesarean scars, girl.
So she reveals these burn scars on her body to him before having sex.
It turned him on. Yeah. He's like, she's a masochist. Yes. She's mine.
Asami demands that Shigeharu pledge his love to her and no one else.
Psycho. You will love me and only me.
And only me.
And he's like, yes.
So he's deeply moved by this, you know? And so
by her naked body in front of him.
Shigeharu agrees. He's like, all yours, baby.
Yes, whatever you want.
But in the morning, Asami's nowhere to be found. She dipped out.
Yeah. The front desk called him and they're like, yo,
your girl
dude,
left.
She literally just left.
Are you still planning to stay?
Do you want me to drag her back in here? Shigeharu becomes obsessed and he tries to track her down using her resume. But as his BFF...
He's a loser. They already told him.
Yes.
Hey,
your friend literally told you. I already checked it out. But yeah, he warned him and he's at a dead end.
Right.
So he goes to the dance studio where she said she trained. And there he finds the most disgusting human being ever alive.
Ugh.
So yeah, he finds a man there with prosthetic feet who is shown to be torturous to Asayami in her childhood. Yeah, you get these, like, random, like, backflashes of her childhood or just these odd scenes.
Yeah, these
and
weird
trigger warning.
Things.
Yeah. It's the abuse, scenes of the abuse.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to see because she's so young. The bar where she said she worked has been abandoned for years following the murder of the owner. And not just the murder, but the dismemberment. And a passerby tells Shigeharu that the police found 3 extra fingers, an extra ear, and an extra tongue at the crime scene when they recovered the body.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it's... Maybe I'll post a picture of the wiggling tongue.
Oh, yeah.
So horrible. But I do like where this little music shop is at because it's so, like, grungy and underground.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we'd totally go in there.
Yeah. Some back alley entrance.
Like somewhere in New York or even up here, like in our little areas in downtown LA. Shigeharu has a hallucination about these extra body pieces, what I just described. It's gross. Meanwhile, Asami goes to Shigeharu's house and she's like snooping around and she finds a picture of his late wife and it just like enrages her.
Yeah.
And in that moment, she decides to drug his liquor. Just in time for Shigeharu to come home to pour himself, he pours himself a drink and after a short while, he feels the effects of the drugs and he falls over. He has a flashback showing the sack in Asami's room and it contains a man missing both feet, his tongue, and has one ear. And he only has 3 fingers on one hand. He crawls out of the bag and he begs for food. Trigger warning. Asami vomits into a dog dish and places it on the floor for the man, and the man, you know, hungrily consumes it.
It was
so, it was hard to say.
Yeah, we want to the next one here.
It only gets worse, everyone.
I don't know about that
scene. Only gets worse. It only gets worse. And it's hard to watch this poor, tortured man.
Yeah.
But he's still so obsessed with her.
Yeah.
He's still totally under her control.
He's like, I don't care.
He's like, with his one finger or two fingers, you know, come over here.
Yeah.
Waving over. Yeah.
Calling her over.
Dinner time.
Yeah. Shioharu collapses from the drug, and then Asami injects him with a paralytic agent that leaves his nerves alert, but
he's paralyzed.
But he's paralyzed, and she tortures him with needles. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Tell him where she puts the needles. Yeah, it's not like acupuncture needles.
They're fucking huge. She has like
a jar.
Yeah, right?
And she's like, ding, ding, ding. It was like ASMR with all her little stuff.
So she has these needles and she starts to like put them all over his like body. And then she goes for the eye.
It's like acupuncture, but with not...
Ooh.
Yeah, with these big ass Home Depot needles. The way she baby talks to him too when she's torturing him.
And she's like putting the needles in him and she's like, deeper. Deeper.
I have never had a movie make me so squeamish.
I know. She tells him that just like everyone else in her life, he has failed to love her. She cannot tolerate his feelings for anyone, even his own son.
Ouch. But in his defense,
yeah.
Every time he looks at his son, I'm sure it reminds him of his dead wife, which he cannot deal with.
Right.
The loss.
So, like you said, it only gets worse. She then cuts off his left foot with a wire saw. And you see it all happen.
And you hear it all happen.
Yeah. So after she cuts off his left foot, she...
Tosses it aside.
She just chucks it aside. And it hits the window. Because you're seeing it from an outside.
Yeah, you're seeing it from the sliding glass door on the outside.
So you're outside, just chilling in the backyard. In the patio there. Watching this happen, and she just chucks the foot. She's going for the right foot. Shigehiko returns home, and you hear him like walking up the stairs.
Yeah, hey, I'm home.
Yeah, he's making
noise.
Dinner
ready.
She stops sawing the foot, so the foot's like half sawed. She reaches in her bag and she pulls out a can of mace and then tries to attack him. He like runs upstairs, right?
Yeah, trying to escape her.
He's trying to escape her.
Her pepper spray or and whatever the fuck.
So he's just trying to block his face.
Yeah.
After she attacks him, and then Shigeharu, he appears to suddenly like wake back, or like he kind of like wakes up, right? And
he's back in the hotel.
Into the hotel where they were.
When that happened, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I thought this movie was already long.
Yeah, so you'll go back in time, and you go back, he wakes up in the hotel. It's the scene where you know, they made love.
Ew, don't say right that. After. They have sex, Nancy. Gross.
And his current ordeal seems to be only a nightmare.
Yeah, but it's so funny because he's so awkward. He just had, like, the worst waking nightmare.
Yeah, right? So then he proceeds to propose marriage to Asami.
I know, you just cut my foot and stabbed me with a bunch of needles.
She accepts. You know, this all happened while he was awake, and then he goes back to sleep in the hotel, and he returns to reality. His previous awakening having been false, to find his son fighting Asami, and... he kicks her down the stairs.
Yeah, good for you, little boy.
Yeah, breaking her neck.
And the neck is disgusting.
Yeah,
it's the disgusting. Sounds are just, fine. They made my body, like my body
it
crawl.
It did, right?
Like,
yeah, the last like 5 minutes were like, ooh. Shigeharu tells his son to call the police. And as he stares at the dying Asami, who repeats what she said once, or she said on one of their dates about, or her excitement on seeing him.
Yeah, she's like, I waited for your phone call. I'm so excited I got to see you again.
Yeah.
It's all of her rehearsed lines.
Yeah, she had to have said that same line to all the other dudes.
Yeah, and then she dies.
Yeah.
And the movie ends.
On the dead wife.
On the villain side. So let's go into our final thoughts of our Halloween movie.
It was just too long. I liked it, but fuck.
There was so much I could be cut out.
Yeah. Like, the first hour and a half was just, like...
First 45 minutes.
Chill.
Could have been cut out. Yeah, it could have just been that introduction when they set up the audition. A quick little thing of him going through the resumes.
Yeah, because it's nearly 2 hours
We
long.
Literally go through every single girl they auditioned.
At least, like,
there's
10
30
of them.
Yeah. There's 30 of them. Yeah, you said, like, at least 10. Mm-hmm. One of them gets naked in front of everyone.
Yeah.
They're like, that's not this kind of audition.
No.
Yeah, it's a very fucked up film.
But it is. I did like a lot of, like, the shots.
His drug-induced poison trip. I like that a lot.
His trips, yeah. When he would, hallucinate and just...
What I did not like, and I know you agree with me, the creepy perverted uncle.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, he that, got it deserved. That, fuck you and your wooden feet.
That abuse. You think she cut off his feet?
I think so.
You think she did that to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he glued himself paper mache feet. Did you see them? They're so bad.
Yeah.
Our retelling didn't do this justice. You have to see it for yourself. It is very long.
Yeah.
It's on... Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention where we watched it on.
It was on Tubi.
It was on Tubi for free with ads.
Yeah.
I'll see if I could, like, link it. This movie.
I didn't think it was... I thought it was going to be, like, horror. I mean, this was, like, suspenseful.
This is a psychological... fucked up...
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. So it was a little rough to watch on that end, but...
I, like, literally Googled, like, scariest Japanese movies.
And that was the first
one. That was one of the first ones.
Well, Quentin Tarantino, there you go.
Yeah, he's creepy too. So I could see why he loves this movie.
It's all the feet.
It is all the feet.
The severed feet.
The paper mache feet.
Her
perfect feet.
Yeah.
That she says are disgusting and deformed.
Yeah. She's like a foot model.
I'll link her foot page. But yeah, if you are into like gore, this is even considered
a drama?
Torture porn. Yeah.
I can see that.
Truly disturbing movie. I'm like, what the fuck is this? The guy who wrote it, the book.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with you, man? But then we read some articles about how, like, wow, this is a feminist film.
Right. There's a lot of stuff online.
Yeah,
because
we were like, fuck this misogyny.
Yeah.
And we were watching it. And then we read those articles that were like, whoa, this woman's representing every scorned woman in Japan.
Pro-woman, yeah. It's crazy. It can be a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
If you haven't seen it,
it's definitely a thinker, and it really fucks with your mind. And you're like, "Who's the real bad guy?"
Watch it.
Who's the real bad guy here? I'm not condoning the violence, but
right. Who is
her uncle?
Ugh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, perverts everywhere.
He made me so mad.
Pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is our last Halloween episode. A truly fitting, gross movie, and that leads us. Perfectly into True Crime November.
True Crime November.
Yay!
That's coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. So, next week.
What are we doing?
True Crime November.
I know, but do we have something lined up?
No, we don't. No, we got to pick a case.
We got to research.
I was wondering if we could do, like, a case, an episode, or you do one and I do one.
Cool, yeah.
But
we're going to have to go to Disneyland and sit and have a meeting.
Yeah, we're going to have to be reading True Crime. We're going to be reading horrible, gruesome Japanese crimes.
At
Disneyland. All right, everyone. Well, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And listen to the bonus episodes if you want to get more heebie-jeebies.
Ooh, yes. All right, guys. Take care.
Bye. Fun.